right, I'm going to tell the children's story tonight. So we've got a few children here tonight. So I'm going to ask you to come right on down here to the front row like we normally do. Come on down, Peter. We've got Pianist and her two children, and Brother Brandon's got one of his children here tonight. So you guys have a seat right there. I'm going to tell you a great Bible story tonight. Have a seat right there. Peter, there you go. All righty. Now, everybody give me your eyes right up this way, just like we always do. And if you do good, I got something for you in the back tonight after church, okay? Remember that, all right? So listen real careful. Your mom and dad got to say you listen good in the service, but remember that. Long time ago, there was a preacher named Elijah. And Elijah was burdened for his country. And God placed in his heart, I want you to pray, I'm going to stop the rain. So Elijah got down, he prayed and said, Lord, would you stop the rain to get a hold of the king's heart? And the rain stopped. And there wasn't any food after a couple years. And it was hard to find grass for the animals. And they looked everywhere and couldn't find it. And the king was trying to find Elijah and said, look, I want to talk to Elijah. He's destroying our country. He's prayed. He's got to stop praying. And so the king looked everywhere for him. Finally, one day, Elisha showed up. Elijah said, look, O king, I want you to get all the prophets of Baal, 450 of them, and prophets of the grove. And those are people that worship the false god. And so I want you to get them and bring them to the altar. I'm going to build an altar, and we're going to see whose god is real. So he looked at him, and he says, I want to know, children of Israel, why are y'all halting between two opinions? Is there a God in heaven or is there not? Is Baal God or is Jehovah God? So the people didn't say a word. They just listened. All of a sudden they built this big altar. They put a lamb on it. And he said, okay, Baal, you're first. 850 prophets. They all got together and they began to chant to Baal and they began to call on God, Baal. And you know what? Do you know what happened? Did you know what Baal said, Peter? Nothing. Because there is no God named Baal. That's right. So he couldn't talk. So all of a sudden, about noontime, he said, hey, pray a little louder. Maybe your God is on vacation. Maybe he's busy. And he was making fun of them because you know why? Elijah said, our God's real. And he looked out at the Israelites. He said, our God's going to answer. He's real. But their God is not. So you know what they did? They actually took lances like little knives and began to cut themselves to bleed. So that, God, look, Baal, look, we're serious. And they cut themselves. Blood was all over the place. And guess what happened? Nothing. So it's late in the day, and Elijah said, okay, you've had enough time. So he says, hey, bring some water buckets. They brought the water buckets, said, douse the lamb. So they doused the lamb. Water runs around the altar, fills up the water, a little pool around it. He said, do it again. Do it again. That water's important. We don't have enough water. Do it again. They did it three times. And then Elijah said, oh, God, would you show them who's real? Lightning came down, and the rocks were gone. The lamb was gone. The water was sucked up, and everybody went, oh, Jehovah, he is God. And they had revival that day. And so you know what? The Bible says that the country began to turn back to the Lord. Now, I want you to learn a couple lessons. Number one, our God's real. I want you to remember that. Our God's real, and he knows us, and he loves us. I want you to understand, number two, our God answers prayer. He hears us. But I want you to know, number three, our God wants everybody to know that he is real. And so you and I have to live right, and we have to talk about him, how wonderful he is, so that people know that our God is real. If it weren't for Elijah, no one would have known that God was real. So tonight, always remember, our God is real. We've got to make sure that we pray because he can hear it and he can answer. He's the only one that can answer. And number three, he loves to be worshiped And we want everybody to know our God is real. Good job. You listen good tonight. You can go back to your mom. Remember, a night after church, I got something for you, both of you. So hang in there, okay?